Welcome back to Vanguardia America. I'm your host, James Garcia. And we're going to spend just a couple of minutes now talking to Vanessa Ramirez, who is the founder and director of Baile Folklorico Quetzalli, Arizona. This is an organization that started in Chandler, is now located in Mesa. They have a dance school there. And I wanted to talk to her today because on Saturday night, she is going to be at the Chandler Center for the Arts as part of a large mariachi festival that is connected, obviously, to timing-wise to Hispanic Heritage Month. And I just wanted to get her take on this event and why her troupe is there and what they will be doing. So thank you so much, Vanessa, for being part of today's show.
Thank you, James. I appreciate the invitation.
Just tell me, first of all, briefly, how many years has your organization, your dance troupe, been performing at this particular event?
We have been performing at this mariachi festival for about 10 years now.
Well, congratulations on that. And tell us a little bit about the event and more specifically what Ballet Folklorico Quetzalli will be doing there at that event.
The Chandler Mariachi Folklorico Festival is put on by an organization called Calle de Arizona, which is our sister nonprofit. I am the president of that organization as well. And it's a great marriage of baile folclórico with baile folclórico quetzalli and mariachi. So we bring the two together to showcase the beauty of our cultura, to help the youth get involved in positive activities, which helps showcase their talent, build their self-esteem, and more importantly, this Chandler Mariachi and Folklorico Festival, the proceeds for this from this event benefit a scholarship fund which helps our Latino students to continue their higher education.
Well, that's fantastic. And just out of curiosity, do you know roughly how much money you've raised for the scholarship fund over the years?
Every year, roughly, we have been able to award anywhere from three to five scholarships, and they're each $1,000, and they're presented to the recipients there on stage during the Mariachi Festival.
Now, are these children and adults that are going to be performing on Saturday night?
The dancers performing on Saturday night are middle school through college age. So they form a part of our what we call our company dancers. They're more advanced. They are the ones that travel, that have this responsibility of participating in great events like this with, Grammy-winning musicians, and on the major stages. It is a long day. It's long hours of preparation. We've been preparing for the past 2 months with this, so it's a lot for the little ones to handle. But these amazing dancers that are going to be there have learned probably about 8 to 10 brand new dances with choreography specifically for this show.
And what about the audiences? Are the audiences a mix, a diverse audience, or is it mostly Latinos?
It's a beautiful event because throughout the years, we've definitely seen the audience grow to a more diverse community.
That's
So
great.
it's not only Latinos, it's definitely very diverse, and we have a lot of patrons that have come coming back throughout the years, and this is like their annual event that they always mark on their calendar. So it's really great to see different generations and a very multicultural audience. There's many people there that have been coming year after year, and they definitely do understand the connection that we're making, especially with the youth and how they're connecting to their family members, whether they are here or in Mexico, through dance and music. They've been able to make that connection, and sometimes there is a language barrier, but there's definitely something there that unites them, and they can start those conversations of how important it is to keep this culture alive.
That's very, very important. Very admirable work that you're doing, Vanessa.
Thank
Vanessa
you.
Ramirez is the founder and director of Baile Folklorico Quetzalli, Arizona. It's headquartered with its school in Mesa, and they're going to be performing on Saturday night at Chandler Center for the Arts. Congratulations on that. And I look forward to actually seeing the show and having you back on our show to talk more about your group education and the importance of the arts.
Wonderful. Thank you, James, and I'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you so much.